Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 4th, Friday, 2019, day 276. Today's topic: God's fortified cities, Satan's fortified cities. Who win? Who lose? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 108, verses 6 to 13. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 31 to chapter 4, verse 18. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 20. Proverbs 24, verses 21 to 22. Today's main passages. The first one is yesterday's one, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today, I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then Psalm 108, verses 10 to 13. Who will bring me to the fortified city? This is an enemy fortified city, not God's fortified city. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God, you who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and He will trample down our enemies. Then Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 5. Announce in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, sound the trumpet throughout the land. Cry aloud and say, gather together. Let us flee to the 45 cities. That's plural number. Yeah, God's many 45 cities. The last passage, Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. And giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. my listening. The topic I received today is God's fortified cities, Satan's fortified city. Who win, who lose? Yesterday's topic is, today I have made you a fortified city. Today's message follows yesterday's, that God gives you and your church to be a fortified city. But today, Psalm 108 verse 10 tells us that Satan has his own fortified city and cannot be destroyed by human effort. Only with God going and being with God, that you can win. If not, you will surely lose. Losing God's fortified city that he gives you and your church. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 5 tells us that God has many fortified cities. Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 to 14 tells us that the salvation of Jesus rescued us from the dominion of darkness to his kingdom of light. And the church, universal church, represents that kingdom. Yeah. Your church, all churches on earth. No matter this fortified city is you or your church, be cautious always, not letting Satan to steal or destroy it. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to guard the fortified city you have given us, not to be stealed or destroyed by Satan. Or be stolen or destroyed by Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to guard the fortified city God has given you, not to be stolen or destroyed by Satan? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.